All right, so we have approval of single source agreement for workers' compensation insurance. And Warren, when I get to this, I suppose you are Chris.
Chris.
There you are, Chris. I'm sorry. I'm not used to theater in the round here, so a little adjustment. All right, Chris, what you got?
Just to kind of recap, the current workers' comp coverage is for the company that has been placed into liquidation by the Department of Insurance, and we have a very short window to obtain alternative coverage, and thus the special meeting tonight to go ahead and establish a new carrier. We have surveyed a dozen or so different companies, and the one before you tonight is with Lion Insurance Company. They have a A-minus rating from AMEST and also provided the best rate among the options that we have. So at this time, I'd just like to offer questions or approval for a single source purchase, because this is over $3,000. We weren't able to competitively bid this as required, so you do need to approve a single source purchase.
Okay. Thank you for that, Chris. John, we'll start with you.
Chris, my first question is regarding the time period. When is the start and end date? Ending dates of the contract for the $65,000?
This will start upon execution, so ideally tomorrow morning.
We have for 2010 budget year, we have a 71,000 line item. So we're going to have a $65,000 expense, and then we're going to have to re-roll it over for the extra 2 months, the extra month and a half for 2010. So we're within budget, or...
This is actually in installments. We don't pay the entire $60,000 tomorrow. The down payment on the insurance is $12,000, and it will have periodic installment payments thereafter. When it comes time to renew again next year, it'll be the same thing. So we should have just 12 months in each fiscal period.
So then the $71,000, we're close to being on budget for this proposal?
We'll actually be under budget. The document you have in front of you shows $65,000. As recently as Friday late afternoon, we were able to negotiate that down a little bit more to $60,668. The difference between the two figures is we had a revised payroll number that we had given them.
Great. Thank you very much.
Other questions for Chris, Robert?
Will the dollar amount go up when we add additional police staff during the year?
Workers' comp is a percentage of salary. So yeah, overtime or any additional work, that's always going to be a moving target.
Other questions? Yes, Dan.
$65,000 number, does it include the anticipation we're going to add people in this year?
It's based on our current staffing levels. And then what happens at the end of a year, the workers' comp company will come in and audit your payroll records. And if it's less than anticipated or more than anticipated, you'll have either an additional charge or refund due. Because our current estimate includes year-to-date overtime, it's really hard to tell at this point what the actual number is going to be, but this is based on estimated payroll at this time.
That being said, $71,000.
I
still ample.
In fact, we're in good shape. I think even with the additional salaries, we're going to be in good shape. Just keep in mind, most of them aren't coming on board until October 1st anyhow.
All right, other questions? Yes, Danny.
Chris, is there some refund or rollover? We were making installments, so will there be a budget surplus from the 2009 budget, from the amount that was budgeted, which I think was right at about $51,000 in that neighborhood?
I have not looked at 2009's numbers. I do know when we first got wind of SUSIS issues that they were currently having, we did stop paying them for obvious reasons. So I don't know if one of them stopped paying them and what the new company's going to get, how that's going to wash out. But we'll look at that once we get the final numbers in play.
Okay. Overemphasizing anything, but I presume there's no member of the city staff, city council, or their family members that have any relationship with Lion Insurance Company?
none that we're aware of.
Okay. I think, John, to answer your question, it looks like through the December 31 next year, at the current rate, it's about $67,000, $68,000, so we're still using the budget.
Right, I was unaware of the reduction in cost that we were just...
I wasn't aware of it either.
Right.
Okay, very good. Other questions for Chris on this matter? All right, thank you, Chris.
I'll move we approve.
Okay. One second.
Robert moved for approval, and Councilman Shortle seconded that. Any discussion on approval of this item? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, single source workers.